We have one of our citizen journalists on the line with breaking news. Live from Brighton, it's Kat Smith. You're new, Kat, so what kind of disability correspondent are you?
Hello, I'm the fashion correspondent.
Oh, indeed you are. Hello, Kat.
I am.
Welcome aboard.
Hello.
The good ship, ouch. So I gather there's been a lot of disabled people modelling new fashions. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
There's been a few examples in the last month or so. There's been three examples. Clothing brand Diesel used Julian Mercado, who is a fashion blogger and a fashion writer.
And she's hot, isn't she?
She is. Absolutely beautiful.
Kate, straight in there.
Well, it's true. I've got the photo in front of me and I can confirm people. She is
hot.
Smoking.
Yeah, I agree.
She is stunning and she's absolutely lovely as well. Photos have been in fashion magazines, in the storefronts all over the world. Julian was in this month's US Vogue.
This is not niche, is it? This is really absolutely in the thrust of the mainstream.
Yeah, and she looks absolutely amazing.
And very, very obviously disabled. You know, she's in a what do you call it? Well, it's not a wheelchair. It's a power chair.
Yeah. What I really like about the advert is that there's no attempt to hide her disability.
No, they're not flinching from it at all, are they?
There's been a few cases with disabled models being used in campaigns. But I've never really seen anyone in a power chair in a campaign before. Usually it's a small, sleek, sort of manual wheelchairs.
So let's get into New York Fashion Week then. Another disabled model. Tell us more about that.
Yep. Well, this was a woman called Danielle Schroepuck, who is a psychologist in New York. She also uses a power chair. And she went down the runway in a fashion show for a designer called Carrie Hammer.
She looks like she's wearing a skirt made of newspapers. Is that
is that
a thing?
It's got sort of a newspaper print on it, which I quite like.
But she's not the average-looking model, is she, really?
No, she's not. And the designer has said herself that the people she cast for the show, she was more into what she called role models rather than catwalk models.
She's the first wheelchair user or disabled person to model on the catwalk at New York Fashion Week. Is that right?
I believe so, yes. I believe there hasn't been anyone else. I may be wrong, but I certainly haven't seen any others.
And then the next picture that we've got in front of us is of the lovely RJ Mitty, who plays Walter. He doesn't play Walter White on Breaking Bad, does he?
He plays Walter White Jr. on Breaking Bad.
And he's got cerebral palsy.
And obviously he's not a wheelchair user. So looking at the photo for Gap, you wouldn't necessarily know that he was disabled.
Shouldn't fashion designers, shouldn't they be allowed to just get the most classically beautiful bodies that they can to model their clothes? Is that bad?
There's been a lot more discussion around things like this in the last few years in terms of size, in terms of age, in terms of race, and now in terms of ability as well. I think people want to see people that they can relate to and see people wearing clothes that will maybe look like what they'd look like wearing clothes.
Very quickly before you go, just in a sentence, can you let us into the secret of this thing you've been blogging about, which I believe is called Normcore?
I mean, I could try, but
go on, try. I challenge you.
Well, it's kind of this idea of people dressing in very nondescript clothes. They use nondescript sort of dad jeans and fleeces and stuff like that to stop them being judged on their appearances.
So this is kind of anti-fashion?
It's kind of anti-fashion in a way, yeah, but it's kind of done in a very elitist way that ignores the people who are going to be judged on their appearances regardless of what they're wearing.
Get it. Well, thank you, Kat. I hope you will bring us some more fashion news soon. But now I must implore you to do your sign-off.
I've been Kat Smith, fashion correspondent, reporting for Ouch News.
By Og Time, Kat is mobility impaired, a part-time wheelchair user, and is currently doing a PhD in fashion and disability representation at the London College of Fashion.